Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A little change of plans this weekend in the NFL, Woodsy. The segment of Ben and Woods brought to you by the Golf Mart. So they have taken the Raiders-Bucks game off Sunday Night Football. Did you see that?
I did not.
Now, they haven't canceled the game, even though the Raiders did end up putting their entire offensive line, plus safety Jonathan Abram, all on the COVID list, which puts their status for the game in question. Now, they were supposed to host the Bucks on Sunday Night Football. They've moved that to an afternoon start.
Okay.
And they flipped the Seahawks-Cardinals game into the Sunday night NBC slot.
Okay.
Presumably, the only possible reason is they're worried they're going to have to postpone the Raiders game. And if they do so, they don't want to have to cost themselves a nationally, you know, national television slot on Sunday night. It would be easier to postpone a Sunday afternoon game.
Well, it won't change my picks as long as they play, Ben. And if you want to win $1,000, all right, go to radio.com/picks, and you can pick against me and all kinds of radio.com air talent. Ben, I'm actually doing really well. I'm tied for first across the country. What do you think about that?
Did you have the Eagles last night?
I don't remember.
Okay, well, I would imagine you had some winners if you're tied for first across the country.
Yeah, clearly I know how to pick these games. But you could do the same thing. No point spreads, anything like that. Again, radio.com/picks. And with that, you could win $1,000.
How did Bo's pick turn out? Did we
so I need a ruling
ever get
on
a
it.
Verdict?
Well, he did go back and forth quite heavily.
Play the audio of my son Bo making his Thursday night football picks.
Hey, Bo.
Yeah.
The Giants are playing the Eagles in football. Do you think the Giants will win or the Eagles will win?
Football.
Right.
Yeah.
The Giants and the Eagles.
Oh, wait.
Giants
and the Eagles. Wrong and right.
Two of them.
Two of them? They can't both win. Will the Giants win or will the Eagles win?
Eagles.
Well, they did, yes. No.
Baseball.
Baseball. No, the Giants or the Eagles.
Guess.
Eagles.
Mm, there you go. That's right.
He changed his mind again.
The Giants.
Oh, no. The Giants.
Which one?
Giants.
You promise?
Yeah.
Okay, say go Giants.
Go Giants.
Now,
maybe he was right because
the line was +5.
Yeah, the Giants did cover the spread. Maybe that was where Bo was trying to express his, I like the Eagles to win straight up.
Right.
But if you're giving me the points,
I'm
taking
the
Giants.
That's what I'm going to allege that happened. So maybe I'll give him a few more games this weekend. And
I really want to know what he thought about Daniel Jones's touchdown or non-touchdown run.
It was the play of the year.
He's got a huge hole.
Play of the year.
But they're playing to the scouting report. Shotgun formation. Jones fakes it. Now he runs. He's got a huge hole. 25-30. And there he goes. Daniel Jones stumbles down at the 15. He could not get there. Running out of gas. Jones had nothing but green grass in front of him. And that typifies what this has been all about. He is down at the 8.
You know, I've got in my lawn those sprinklers that pop up when they go on, and sometimes they don't They don't pop down, have to tap him down. Did he hit maybe like a sprinkler head or something in the field?
No, I think he had sex legs, and he just ran out of juice as he was running down the field. When that happens, when my legs start to go, you'll see me do the high knees, and the knees, they get very high. My teammates
Eric Dickerson-like.
Often make fun of me. They're like, oh, Woodsy had those high knees going around third. I'm like, oh, my God, oh, my God.
He's got a huge hole.
You just lose it. He lost it. Now, again, they did score the touchdown on that. Thank God. Or you never would have been able to live that down ever. But holy smokes.
He still won't.
I think that's going to end up being the signature play. This year, 2020, just the disaster that the whole year has been.
Yep.
That will end up being the signature NFL player. It would take like a walk-off touchdown scoring win in the Super Bowl to supplant that as the most memorable play of this season.
Just incredible. Incredible. Amazing. And just mortifying for that kid to have to go through that.
I've had plenty of memorable plays in the baseball postseason so far. Unfortunately, too many of them have involved the Dodgers robbing home runs, kind of like that. Game 3 of the World Series is tonight, Woods, as they come back after the day off. Now, the Tampa Bay Rays will be the designated home team tonight in Texas after being the road team in the first two games and splitting the first two of the series. So Charlie Morton will be on the mound first against the Dodgers in the top of the first inning. Walker Buehler going for the Dodgers tonight. Obviously a pivotal game. I don't think the team that loses is necessarily out of this series. Again, if Tampa doesn't take advantage, though, of Charlie Morton, another good outing in his playoff experience, they'll really be behind the eight ball. If the Dodgers lose, you're starting to get nervous again as a Dodgers fan. I don't think you're even close to panic mode, though. I mean, you've already come down from down 3-1 in the previous series. 2-1 doesn't even seem like, just win the next game and even it up. So, I think a little more pressure on the Rays tonight than the Dodgers.
Well, we talked to Eno Saris earlier in the week, and he basically said the longer the series goes, it favors the Rays a little bit just because of the depth of their bullpen. But, I didn't want to do the classic sports radio hot take this morning of saying who wins tonight. Whoever wins tonight wins the series, because that just seems foolish, especially if you've been watching these playoffs.
Well, we went through it after game one. Everyone said, oh, it's over. It's Dodgers over. Are going to sweep. Yep. Rays have no chance. And then they come back and take game two. And it's like, well, now you see, of course they have a chance. Of course they do. This is baseball. I mean, this is not...
It ain't over to the fat lady sings, man. It's true.
This is not even like an NBA series, like first round series, is less dramatic. Baseball, every series is dramatic. Once you get to the World Series, not like the Rays weren't a one seed either. They're not...
Right.
They didn't sneak in as a wild card team with a losing record. They were the best team in the American League all year long. They earned the one seed. Dodgers were the best team in the National League. They earned the one seed. This is a series that should be pretty competitive. Yes, the Dodgers have a bit more formidable of a lineup, but boy, those Rays guys, they surprise me.
They're plucky, man.
Every game, plucky. It just seems like it's someone else. And it was Lau in game two. It's been a Rosarena for much of the playoffs, but Margot has come through. Kiermaier, Zunino has hit some big home runs.
I'll tell you
None of them individually scream at you like, this guy's scary. But someone does it for them in most games.
All I know is if Brandon Lau's not in the two-hole tonight, we riot.
Does he have a big two-hole?
Because that's where he belongs.
He's got a huge hole!
The two-hole. Brandon Lau. I've never said anything differently.
All right, let's set this up a little bit before we...
Why Brandon Lau was in the two-hole last night. That's what I want to know. Why you put that guy in the two-hole?
I get Ash knows a lot more than you do, apparently, about his own team.
He does.
Woods. Let's set this up a little bit. Our interview with Casey Stern coming up next. You might remember Casey Stern. He's been the TBS playoff host before this season for the last couple of years on television. Got a national satellite radio MLB Network radio program on Major League Baseball. And we will talk some baseball with him, but the reason we're having him on is a personal story that's become very public, Woods, and I was just reading about it just recently. You pointed it out and wondered whether we should even kind of have him on, but he's the one who wants to get this message out.
Yeah, I read the story from Andrew Marchand from the New York Post, and I'll just read you kind of the byline on Twitter, and it's kind of what hooked me in, and then once I read it, I had tears in my eyes. It says, Casey Stern's children were allegedly abused. His ex-wife and her boyfriend are charged with felonies. He is trying to make things better. Here is Casey's story. He has started an organization, and it when you read some of the disturbing and graphic details of the abuse that his poor children have suffered at the hands of his ex-wife and her boyfriend, I'm a dad. It just gutted me. And I wondered, you know, if he's willing to talk, I would love to let him use our platform to get that information out about this new thing that he's got going on right now to raise awareness, to raise money, the whole thing.
And
oh
I think
God.
Before we even start, just to say, I think as a dad and parents who are out there listening are going, your kids are in danger. You just go in and get them. You take them out of that situation. You don't let it happen. It's not that simple.
It's just not.
And that's what Casey found. That's what he wanted to do.
Well, I'm sure he'll talk about it. It's like $130,000
in
therapy and yet the Justice
Department, which you would think would be, you know, your tool to kind of like support this, actually stood in his way
of
protecting his children many times. So we'll get his story coming up next. Not going to be the easiest way to end the week, but an important, important story nonetheless. Next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.